Five bond architects responded to Park City School District's request for a proposal. A committee has been selected to choose one firm by the first of the year. Once identified, they will provide detailed costs for each of the initiatives that have come out of the year-long master planning effort. The board approved the master plan initiatives to remodel six of the seven schools in the district so they can accommodate grade realignment. As we've reported, the school board approved the recommendations to put ninth grade back in the high school, to provide universal pre-K in each of the four elementary schools, and to turn Ecker Hill Middle School into an expanded 6-8 school. They will also be instructed to consider building an additional middle school for those grades. Superintendent Jill Gilday explains how the architectural team will consider the many details of the master plan rollout. She says the firm will take all 1,100 pages of the plan and distill it down to show accurate cost projections for all the different options.
So we're going to look at the most comprehensive aspect to follow all the rules and regulations of what does it mean to go into this master plan. So what this contract does, what this service provides, is an architectural firm that has your structural engineer, your construction manager, your people who really look at pricing. We will have realistic numbers, and we will be able to judge and evaluate some different options against one another, including things like materials.
Park City School Board Vice President Erin Grady says they have not decided to issue a school bond at this stage. She acknowledges the failure of the South Summit School District and the Wasatch County School District bond initiatives in November this year.
So I think that's kind of what we're waiting for. Have them come back, see what they present to us. And the reason also going with the bond is they would be able to take us all the way to November if that's the way we decide to move forward with this. So, I mean, it definitely is something we've looked at, but I don't think it's something that weighs super heavily. We have to kind of look at here and making sure that we're doing what's correct and right for our community and getting the support that we need here.
Unlike Wasatch County Schools, Park City has paid off its school bond debt. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.